cup, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, we're back, folks. Coming up in just a few, special audio clip on some very, very urgent events taking place in Jerusalem at this time, the month of September, a very critical month, a very critical time, and what it might indicate. But let's take another call here, and we have Robert, I believe, from Las Vegas. Hello, Robert.
Yes, Rick, and Art, thanks for taking my call.
I had a
real quick question for you, Art. It involves a local situation. Your Pennsylvania State Attorney General, I think her name was Diane Neal or some such, was recently on trial for some type of corruption or malfeasance. And it was a short trial and might be over. I never got the finality of that deal. Are you familiar with that, Art?
Yes, the Attorney General, Kane, was found guilty of public corruption issues, but it was pretty minor. First of all, she was tried in Montgomery County, which F. Lee Bailey started his legal career there, and said it's the most corrupt courts in the entire country. So she was she's incompetent, not too smart, and she was up against the establishment of the Kosher Nostra controlling the politics of the state. Who's running right now for the Democrat side is Josh Shapiro, who's a Montgomery County Commissioner for that same thing, has no experience, never tried a single case as a lawyer, and now he wants to be the top Attorney General prosecutor for the entire state with absolutely no work experience in any case law, prosecution, nothing.
Well, I just thought it was odd because from what I read, she was the first woman, first Democrat in the history of Pennsylvania to be the state AG, and I just thought that was odd that she was the first one to do something bad, whereas all the predecessors were all Republican and apparently all honest. I thought that was odd, but you kind of answered that question, I think.
Yes, she went up against the Bucks County Republican Party, BucksCop.org, and they've been controlling the state politics for many decades, and they're nothing but a front for the Cosa Nostra, right up to the Annenbergs. And up to Adelson and Netanyahu. You can see it. Matter of fact, Netanyahu grew up here. So, and the Annenbergs have a big estate here, too. Also, both in Montgomery County, same place where she was prosecuted.
No doubt. Yeah, I thought that was funny. Okay, thanks. You answered my question. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for calling, Robert. Again, Art's site is www.noplace.com. forcorruption.com. Well, Art, I think I will let you go. You can stay with us if you want, but I think I want to switch some gears now to something that's very significant that will be taking place right there in Jerusalem in just about a week or two, okay?
All right. Remember, this is the time of the year when all of our members of Congress are in Israel for their annual junkets.
Yes, a lot of politicians, artists, and all sorts of educators. They're especially attorneys general. You know, there isn't an attorney general in the United States that has not been invited to or taken that tour of Israel to see just how good they fight terror in the Middle East and elsewhere. And, you know, they're all proud to be a part of that group of gang of cutthroats and thieves and murderers of Americans on 9/11. As we approach, by the way, Art, we approach the anniversary again. Was the 15th anniversary of the 9/11 attack? And I hope to have somebody up here, one of our close friends, to discuss that within the next couple of weeks. It's very important we go over all the lies that we've been fed. So thank you, Art, for being with us in the first hour. We'll talk again.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you, Art. All right, folks. I have now a clip which I found to be probably the best clip that was on YouTube, as a matter of fact, that for the ones that I've seen that deal with this issue of the Pope. Pope Francis, the Jesuit Pope, probably the most Zionist, openly Zionist Jewish Pope in the history since post-Vatican II times that we have ever seen. Going to Jerusalem, I believe, September 4th through most of the month, and having a consecration. Supposedly, a bill is a consecration, in essence, to Lucifer on the part of he. One of the key and high prelates, apparently, of Islam, as well as the rabbinical Jewish rabbi. So this is something that is too good to pass up. To me, it's highly significant, the timing of it, this time of year, in the season that we talked about, between Passover and the Feast of Trumpets, or the Feast of Tabernacles, as it's called. Right now, let us listen in on this quick portion of the video. I'm not going to play it all, but about 6 or so minutes into it, and then we'll get your reaction. Okay, let's have it.
On September 4th through the 23rd, 2016, a major event will occur in the Old City of Jerusalem. It will bring together actors, artists, musicians, and persons in the media from around the world. What on earth are they planning to do in Jerusalem? At an event that ends on September 23rd, leaders from Roman Catholic, Muslim, and Jewish communities will gather for one of the longest interfaith services in history. Right there in the Old City of Jerusalem. Right there where the Lord Jesus walked. Right there where the temples once stood. They will offer worship to a god under the banner of ecumenism. It is there they plan to do away with categories of religion and ignore differences. The service will combine three monotheistic faiths under one roof in a house of worship for all believers. One part of the event will occur from September 5th through the 11th and will bring together Jew, Muslim, and Christian under, quote, a passion for Jerusalem, in which they can all coexist temporarily under the wings of the Almighty, unquote. Some of the headlines on the website for this event talk about dissolving boundaries and coming together in worship of the same God. Another part of the event will occur from September 12th through the 23rd. The leaders of this event, which is called Mekudeshet, will perform an 11-day consecration. If you aren't aware, a consecration happens when somebody performs a ceremony declaring something as holy. The fact that Muslims, Jews, and Roman Catholics are gathering for a consecration means that they are all declaring their interfaith religion, their new God, to be holy. This is not good and may signal the beginning of the one world religion that Pope Francis has worked so hard to achieve in the year 2016. The Vatican, indeed, is one of the chief proponents of the ecumenical movement around the world and in Israel. For the past 3 years, Pope Francis has worked tirelessly toward a new world religion in which all denominations are brought together as one. If you look at Francis's outreach over the past 3 years, and specifically in 2016, you'll find somebody who has openly condemned evangelical Christianity and the belief that you must have a personal relationship with Jesus. He has openly warned that this belief is dangerous. He has also equated the spread of the gospel under evangelical Christianity to jihadism. In the meantime, he has done quite a bit of outreach to every other religion in the entire world. Why is this happening? The extent of Francis's outreach to other denominations in 2016 alone has been mind-boggling. In February, Francis held an emergency meeting with Patriarch Kirill of Russia for the first time since the 1054 schism. Kirill then went directly to Antarctica, where he performed a bizarre religious ceremony consecrating the land and water surrounding the continent. Francis has also done outreach to Patriarch Bartholomew of Turkey, in which both leaders voiced support for the migrant crisis and called for more migrants to enter Europe. In May, Francis met with Al-Azhar of Egypt, who is the head of Sunni Islam. In January, Francis became the third pontiff ever to visit Rome's major synagogue. He has also hosted Jewish religious and political leaders at the Vatican. In June, Francis outreached to the Armenians. In July, Pope Francis visited Poland and told all of the young people in the audience to, quote, believe in a new humanity. In August, Pope Francis won a huge initiative with U.S. Lutherans. A document called the Declaration of the Way was passed by a majority of 931-9. It recognizes that there is no longer church-dividing issues between Lutherans and Roman Catholics. This means that 3.7 million U.S. Lutherans are now absorbed into the New World Religion. Also in July, Francis was the driving force behind a ceremony in the United States called Together, organized to bring all Christians in front of a 6,660 in Jobelisk, or the phallus of Osiris, for worship. One of the major symbols we saw at Together 2016 was the Ouroboros, which is the serpent eating its own tail. The earliest legend of the Ouroboros has to do with the coming of Osiris, the god of the underworld. The Ouroboros is a highly occult symbol signifying the end of an eon, or the end of time. In occultism, the end of one eon usually results in a reset, brought about by some cataclysmic event. When used together, the obelisk and the Ouroboros show us the coming of Osiris to inhabit his temple at the beginning of the next eon, which is the start of the Golden Age. The fact that this symbol was put on display throughout Francis's Together 2016 event is very demonic. What is Francis doing, and why is he doing it? The answer is that he's merely carrying out a role, playing his part in the creation of a new world religion. In previous videos, I have discussed a book written in 1908 by a man who was ill for much of his life. He writes about how a character named Father Francis defects from Roman Catholicism to follow the Antichrist. In this book, Father Francis would become the leading proponent of the New World Religion and worship of the Antichrist. Just recently, Francis has used death of one of his priests in France and an assault on another priest in Belgium to invite Muslims into Christian cathedrals and churches for worship. For the past month throughout Europe, since the attacks on the Catholic clergy, there has been a major drive by Francis to bring together Muslim and Christian, and his efforts are working. He isn't attempting to evangelize these Muslims and to convert them. Instead, he is allowing them to bring worship of Allah into the churches in Europe. It has been prophesied that a religion of the New World Order would be established. It would dissolve boundaries between faiths. All would come together, united, in worship of the false light. There are Luciferians in history who predicted that Christianity and all religions would eventually collapse, making way for the religion of pure Luciferianism.
Well, that's a good place to stop. It's most of it. I think you'll admit that it's kind of shocking the way it's being spoken of. And I agree with most of the sentiments that are being expressed here that this is an event right now that has not been talked about by anyone virtually in media because they're too busy talking about nothing. These are the things that count, not the political machinations or whatever color, dress Rosie O'Donnell may be wearing this week or have you, whatever you think is important in their world. It's a world of fashions, you know, world of Tinseltown, make-believe, and the new Ben-Hur movie. All of that is, in fact, irrelevant. Irrelevant because what we're seeing now is the prophecies of the scriptures coming to pass that one of the four hidden dynasties in Zechariah and in Zephaniah, the two prophets, would be that one of them would be the new world religion, a whole new religion worldwide. Because of the differences between each of the religions, the major differences or minor differences, we are seeing people reach out for a new religion. It may be a religion not based on the deity, you see, atheism, humanism, Christianity, Judaism, all of these others, Talmudism, Hinduism, Baha'ism, and Shintoism. All of these religions across the globe coming together to put off the mantra and give up whatever it is they've believed, because when this fake Jesus comes, he will come after this great, if you will, thrashing that will take place worldwide, the period which is in fact known as tribulation, the tribulation for the elect of God. Those saying it's fake, it's false, it's wrong, it's a hoax. The tribulation for the elect will be a time of peace and prosperity when Satan comes. Leading into that, however, will be the day of the great locust army, as it says in Joel chapter 1. The locust army will take just about everything in its path, take the currencies, take your bank account, take all you've worked for, all your accumulations of wealth and power, and put it right in the hands of the state, which Satan's children will control and do control. What will then happen is Satan will have to come to heal the mortal wound. And by healing it, it means peace and prosperity. It means everybody can come together and worship a new God, this Jesus, who has returned to bring peace to all religion, to all peoples, all over the world. So you can see the forerunner now taking place with this upcoming meeting, this consecration that will be taking place in Jerusalem. I can see it very clearly. Maybe others do not, but I certainly have the vibes. I can feel it. I can see it. I can see everything now leading up to it. We are not America anymore. Europe is not Europe. All of this was changed in the Second World War for evil. We've seen what's happened to the European brethren of the American people, of the tribes of Israel, under attack now as never before, from the Edomites, the Kenites, the Hittites, the Amalekites, Amorites, and on and on today in these last days, all of the permanent enemies of true Adamic Israel. Yeah, we're seeing it unfold before our very eyes, and this pope, more than any other pope in my time that I can remember, is Antichrist. He is promoting instead of Jesus, the fake Jesus, leading up to it. This pope has issued proclamation after proclamation. He has issued statement after statement that undoes generations of doctrine of the Roman Catholic Catechism and the Catholic Church itself. Now, I was brought up a Catholic. I was raised a Catholic. I became a Protestant, I was schooled in Protestantism, and then I became a Christian. So I went from Catholicism to Protestantism to Christianity. And folks, I have a seal, I think, is in my mind now, that tells me we're in the time that is very short before Satan appears to Jesus. All right, we'll come back, and in the last half hour, it's up to us.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2000.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
All right, I am back, Rick Adams, just a few minutes before the 2:30 break here with you. And the clip that I had just played is being talked about, that subject, in Christian circles, in various circles in and outside of the religious world. Now, it's interesting, it has not been a big topic where I have looked in many of these evangelical circles, because, you know, in the evangelical circles, they don't count it as something they would go to, a meeting with the Pope, a meeting right there in the city of Antichrist. Most of them probably don't think along those lines. They don't agree because they're so anti-Catholic. On the other hand, we have many of the Catholic people as well who certainly are not aware of it and do not really care about it that much to begin with. They're living day-to-day lives, and they're either saying the rosary or they're, you know, they're going to the church and doing their catechismic exercises, whichever services they would like to engage in. Nevertheless, this issue that is bringing religions together is the most significant of all events that I can think of in this last year and a half, except for what you see, the event of the economic collapse impending and the political turmoil worldwide, government leaders, you know, and taking their heads and putting them on the chopping block. Now we're talking about Sarkozy again. You remember him, the prime minister of France a while ago, came from the World Bank? I believe it was the IMF, running or deciding he's going to run again and be even more militant in his fanatical obsession with this one world beast system. Just when you think you've seen the end of them, they keep coming back and back and back. So with all of the turmoil in Europe, all of the turmoil across the Adamic world, in Asia now as well, particularly, and all of the turmoil in South America, North America, across the globe, all of these continents across the globe, in some way or fashion, are having either economic problems, political turmoil, change of governments, or some other major issue that is affecting them. Primarily, it's economic, though. Primarily, it's financial. We are now witnessing the total collapse of commerce worldwide. That's what we're actually witnessing now, because not so much the stock market, which is rigged to begin with, but what is going on beneath that level of the stock market. And, you know, I see what probably most do not see, and that is the debt structure escalating to a high degree, the degree that it has never seen before in times, except leading up to World War II. And those are the times which come to mind when you had a change of government, you had a Great Depression, and the Great Depression was, in fact, getting worse. And, oh, my goodness, out of the heavenly clouds comes Roosevelt, the minion of this pyramid of power, saying, let's go to war. And it is a worldwide destruction. So that is what they're aiming for, the end of the old world order, the end of the old system, and the imposition of their global satanic, Masonic, Judaic, Talmudic, one world beast system. That is what they want. That is what they intend to get. So let us not be deceived into thinking that these are just a few skirmishes here and a few skirmishes there that may or may not turn out to be global. It's already global. Donald Trump knows that as well as anyone else. Whether he wants to say he's sincere or not about doing anything about it, he's not a stupid man. He knows no man or group of men at this point will turn it around. We're too deeply embedded in the fabric of a universalist, global, one-world system, economically, financially, and politically. Now, the frosting on the cake will be the religious world. The religious world. Even the most sanguine of people who consider themselves to be evangelical, Protestant, Bible-believing Christians will fall right into that trap. And we'll take calls, by the way, when we come back, folks. If you wish to comment on all of this, I don't think it's too heavy for you, but you give us a call, and we will give the number right now, 512-716-1603. Rick Adams on Central.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Molochs had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Molochs maintained them and bred them like cattle.
And we are back, folks. And don't forget to listen to my friend Andrew Carrington Hitchcock on his radio website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. A lot of great interviews up there, including Matt Johnson that we had on a few weeks ago here on this program, as well as some of the others, Lorraine Day, the doctor, and a number of others as well. So anyway, just wanted to mention that, and don't forget our YouTube channel, Rick Adams Uncensored/The Deadly Experiment. We've just posted the World War II documentary interview I did with Thomas K. Kimmel, grandson of Admiral Kimmel, on World War II, and it's entitled World War II, Making the World Safe for Communism. Okay, now I want to play another clip, by the way, from Mr. Celeste on CNN, but just a few headlines from Israel News Today, one of the more interesting sites. Palestinians inside Israel continue to defy today and the orders. Basically, they are under subjection, as we know, inside Israel proper, inside of the occupied West Bank. It's a lockdown. Gaza has been shelled recently. Allegedly, these terrible Hamas missiles have just been doing so much damage to the infrastructure there of poor little innocent, tiny, defenseless Israel. And now we read the IDF preparing for a scenario in which hundreds of terrorists from the Sinai attack poor little innocent, defenseless Israel. Foreign affairs, Poland's pride and its prejudice. My, oh my, here comes Auschwitz again. And then, of course, we have the video up on this site with the Syrian army troops, Hezbollah fighters, storming the Jabhat al-Fatah in Aleppo. That's the battleground, folks, of the end times. It's going to be Syria. Syria is key to what is happening in Scripture and what is happening now, while Cohen and Putin and NATO and Turkey are all deciding how to destroy and carve up Syria and get rid of Assad. They intend to overthrow, get rid of him, and overrun the country. Remember the PNAC documents, okay? Roseanne Barr, my goodness, she lashes out at anti-Semitic Hillary Clinton on social media. Oh, my, who would have thunk it, huh? Now, we've got problems with Hitler mustaches and Nazi salutes provoking brawls with Jewish students in Argentina. And, oh my goodness, it goes on and on and on. These are just some of the headlines on this particular Israel Today website. But right now, I did want to have a little bit of Gerald Celeste, his comments on the CNN program in which he's talking about the dollar collapsing in the month of September. So let's see what he has to say and see if we can make sense of all of this, as well as what we've been saying.
Welcome back to the program, Gerald Celente. He's an American Trends forecaster. He's the publisher of the Trends Journal. He's a business consultant. He's an author, and he's a frequent guest here at the Next News Network. Gerald, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Gary. Thanks for having me on.
Gerald, let's start off with the Trends Journal forecast for 2016. Economist Albert Edwards says the U.S. stock market will fall 75%. How deep do you think it's going to fall?
Well, you go back to our forecast we made on August 6, 2015. It's there for everybody to see. I said the markets were going to unravel this year, and we're going to go into a crash. And I also said on December 30th, our headline for our Trends in the News broadcast was the panic of 2016. So did the market unravel and crash last year as I predicted? Yes. It doesn't crash overnight. When I made that forecast, the Dow proceeded to lose 1,000 points after that and closed out the year on a down note and opened up the year continuing on the down note to the worst week, the first New Year's week in recorded history.
Wow.
Following that, oil prices down 11%. Can it go down the S&P 75? Yes, it can. I don't put numbers on how low it can go, but what we are saying, it's more than a 20% correction. And from that, it'll keep sliding. Because the only thing that propped the markets up, and we wrote about it as it happened back in 2009, this is no recovery, it's a cover-up. They covered it up with quantitative easing and zero interest rate policy, and you can see the results. It's not a conspiracy theory or a thought process that does not have fact behind it. We saw in 2015, for example, the greatest levels of mergers and acquisitions in history, plus stock buybacks. So the whole stock market growth was nothing more than an artificial bubble.
So, Gerald, I do want to get into QE in just a moment here, but how do you think that the stock market crash is affecting Americans?
It's very funny. It's very different this time because the people aren't in the markets like they used to be. Most of them are, you know, you look at the jobs being created. It's not as though people are playing the markets. So they don't have that connection to it as they used to. They're so far removed from it. So the psychological impact hasn't hit them yet. It will, because the market decline is really nothing more than a reflection, and it hasn't been reflecting, of one of our top trends, and that is a global recession. Gary, when I mentioned that oil prices lost 11% in the first week of trading in the new year and continue to go down, and then you read the media from the business world and the mainstream, they tag this decline on two basic reasons: China, slowing economy, and oil.
Right, and I want to talk about that because the UK financial bank Standard Chartered said that we think oil prices could fall to as low as $10 a barrel. How do you think that's going to affect commodities?
Again, that's what I'm trying to say. It's not oil. It's everything. Mm-hmm. You look at iron ore. It was selling for over $200 a ton in 2011. It's going for around $40 now. Copper, nickel, zinc, corn, wheat, soybeans. The commodity index is at 1999 levels and falling. It's a global slowdown. So by looking at China and oil, they're making it, you know, one and one is two. It's bigger than that. This has been going on for a long time. The only reason it kept going on, again, going back to quantitative easing, all of that cheap dough went into the emerging markets. They were borrowing money for nothing. So now we go back to the bubble bursting. It's the bond bubble. Put back oil into it and energy and mining. I mentioned how low the commodity prices are. Then you look at the junk bonds when they had zero interest rate policy. People flooding into junk bonds. Some 20% of the junk bonds in America are oil and mining related. And now you're seeing the energy sector collapsing
right now,
as well as the bond prices.
So Arch Coal just filed for bankruptcy as prices are plunging. So are we also now seeing a collapse in the coal and oil drilling?
Exactly. But here's the other thing, by the way, with the oil drilling. They're still drilling. They're not pumping, but they're drilling. They have over 4,000 wells that they've drilled that they're ready to put online when the prices go up. So that's going to flood more product on the market. So they're desperate to keep it going. It's the same thing with the shipping industry. You know, the big CapEx ships, they need like $20,000 to break even a day. They're floating, they're floating them out at $4,300. They'll do anything to keep it going. They'll keep producing and producing. They're driving us into a global recession. It's proven by the deflationary pressures. Deflation equals depression.
Yes, sir. Well, that's a very, very obvious scenario and trend, and nothing else can really explain it except what Salente has just said. And the fact is that we were talking about it here on this program, Art and myself, last year. We were talking about it the year before. So now what's happening is people don't have money. They don't have cash. They have no liquidity. They have credit. They're able to survive right now because of oil prices, energy prices being so low. Now, if, in fact, all of a sudden, the merchants of Venice decide that they're going to curtail all of this and change course for whatever reason, war being an excuse, blockades being an excuse, then immediately you will see that begin to show in terms of energy cost increases, gasoline at the pump, oil, and so forth, which also will eliminate the possibility of any kind of recovery. So, you see, when you practice this type of economics and you have a fractional reserve system, and then you add on all of these add-ons, these appendages, the hedge fund markets, you see, all of the other minutiae that we talk about daily, the derivatives, all of it tied in worldwide, not country by country. Friends, this is all the progeny of that 1930s and 40s generation. And the 40s generation saw the emergence of the evil fig tree that would be planted in Jerusalem in that year, 1948, recognized, though it came about in 47, it was finalized in 48. Now, we're just a couple of years shy of that anniversary, of that fig tree generation. The generations in the scriptures have three different measurements. One is 40, the other is 70 or so, and the other is 120 years. Now, we are just about approaching the 70th year, the end of that time of the generation, of the juncture of span of time. What will happen now? We must watch, be good watchmen on the wall, and be very leery about whatever any politician, any candidate for office is telling you, because not a single one of them, not a single one of them has dared to broach the subject of how do we extricate ourselves from economic slavery and a total collapse of the currency, because they cannot. You see, they cannot talk about it. They know who their bosses are. They know who runs the show. And again, it goes right back to that war in the womb of two little babies, Esau versus Jacob. That is the sons of Cain versus the sons of Israel. Ah, how amazing. All right, we have somebody in Texas. Andy, is it? Come on up.
Hey, well, hey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing. Andy, what's on your mind?
Well, my mind is, I'm just disgusted with what's going on with our country. You know, I served my country. I spent 8 years in the military. I did what I was supposed to do, and then I find out what I was supposed to do was wrong. And now I'm looking at this woman who wants to be the president, who's got a trail of people dead behind her. Anybody who defies her ends up dead. And, you know, I can't believe what's going on, my friend. I just can't believe it.
Well, you know, we've talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. And unfortunately, she is the woman of the times, you know. She is the right woman for the right place at the end of the empire. If you remember, Nero was fiddling, Rome was burning. And you had a choice between one Nero and another. Either way, Rome burned, you know, to the ground. So it just doesn't matter.
But you know, we look at this thing. She looks like, I mean, she's like she's standing in line. I mean, here we had Bush 1, Hillary, if you will, 2, Bush 3, Obama, and now we got Clinton. It's like she's standing in a line, like the presidency's being passed mm-hmm. off like the torch at the Olympics. I mean, it's
isn't that amazing? Yeah. Well, it's all scripted. It's all scripted, Andy.
You're right.
Bush,
all the
politicians are all put in to office after it's been decided by the powerful elite who shall
be.
Isn't that amazing? It is amazing. All right.
Have a good
thanks
day,
for your
sir.
Comment. Yes, sir. Well, the frustration of the average American is there. And like I said before, you have no control. And I hate to be so doom and gloom. I'm not trying to be, you know, sardonic. I'm not trying to be pessimistic. I'm just being honest with you. See, I cannot be one of those hosts that we've referred to on these programs many times. I cannot make that meteoric rise. I don't wish to. I don't wish to be dishonest, and I can't. I just tell you the way I feel. You may agree, you can disagree. but that's the way I am. And I just have to be direct and honest about it. Going back in generations before I was born, I could see where the average Joe had absolutely no choice but to go to war, but to serve the government. As Andy just said, he served the government. Well, serving your country and serving the government are not necessarily the same. In fact, they're usually the opposite. If you want to serve your country, then you've got to actually be in opposition to the policies of your government, because they're destroying you. They're destroying us. It was the same in the Roosevelt era. People hated war. Roosevelt said he hated war. Eleanor said she hated war. Roosevelt's mistresses said they hated war. And guess what? We got war. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, we had no choice. We had no choice but just follow the leader and the Pied Piper over the cliff. And who laughed all the way to the vaults of the banks? Why, those who were driven to the banks of the river. Yes, the same group that's telling us now that we need a new world order and a new world religion. All right. I will come back and grab another call or two if you wish. And you can do so right now, Rick Adams, Uncensored. We don't have the toll-free line up right now, so you do the best you can, and we will be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
if you wish to chime in very quickly now, not much time, is 512-716-1603. You know, it's interesting, again, to note, when the Pope goes to Jerusalem, of course, if not the very first thing, right at the top of the list has to be his visit to, let's see, you might have a clue? McDonald's? No. Let's see, maybe a kosher restaurant? No. The first place will be to pay homage to the Holocaust in the Holocaust Museum. That's a given. That's a must. And, you know, in the past, when the Pope has gone to Israel, of course, the prelate for the Palestinian church, the Palestinian Christians, was angry that the Pope would come, would visit Israel to begin with, because of the suffering, because of the fact that he has nary mentioned the plight of the Palestinian Christians, whom he says he represents, whom he claims to have represented since his ascendancy to the papacy. Very interesting to see, again, the proof of what we've been saying. Who is it that runs the show? Who is it that runs the political systems of most of the world? Who is it that runs the economic system of the world, the academic world? And yes, finally, this religious beast system that is being created right before our eyes. None other than them, the synagogue of Satan, as Jesus identified them on that fateful prophetic word in the gospel and in the book of Revelation of John. John, the gospel, 8:33, 8:44, and the book of Revelation in Revelation 2:9 and in Revelation 3:9. And they are not any part of true Israel, but do lie and are of the synagogue of Satan. It fits. If you had a brain to think with and you could understand it, the average Joe, then he or she would get it. But at the same time, we know that God has sent a spirit of slumber or stupor upon his people so that they might not be accountable for the errors they will make in the days ahead. The error, most important of all, will be when Satan comes as the fake Jesus. And people will tug you and your family members will deliver you up saying he is Jesus. He's the real thing. Don't turn from him. Accept him. Worship him. Bow the knee. That's the real test of the true elect of God. When that day will come, and it will come sooner than most people think. So beware. Be aware of all of these things and know for a fact that these are the forecasts, the prophecies, not of men, but of God himself. And you know what? God is always right. He always comes through, and he keeps his promises. We don't always keep our promises to him, but he keeps his to us. And when he promises certain things, he keeps them, folks. Boy, this has been an enjoyable program. Thank you for the emails and the comments, and those of you who could not call in. We hope to have the toll-free number up again next time. Either way, don't forget we have the Labor Day holiday coming up as well. A lot of things in the mix. So, God willing, we will be talking with you again next week. Rick458@cox.net. Thank you all, and Yahweh bless his elect.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.